Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Right now on Earwolf, it's time for another Improv for Humans holiday special. And this year, all your favorite Christmas characters are banding together to try to save Christmas from COVID-19. Check it out along with more classic Improv for Humans holiday specials re-released for the 12 days of Christmas. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna with a powerful intro.
I went for it.
I mean, I loved it.
Thank you so much.
It brought joy to my life and my heart. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Okay.
King of a pianist and a pianist of kings. Well,
as long as we have hands to play the piano. We have Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits.
Take it to the chorus. Doing the guitar, doing the engineering, doing the producing.
You guys, did you know that BPM stands for Brett?
Peter Morris. And beats per minute. We've surely talked about
this. We did just talk about it, but I'm reminding the good people because it's too good.
You need to remember the Brett and his numbers.
Initials.
I do have to move on.
And I do have to say, you know what else is good to know? That we have a good guest. Some would say that so many goods add up that it's a great. So many greats that it's fantastic. So many fantastics, it's amazing. Dear friend of the pod, incredibly talented musical improviser from Baby Wants Candy, please welcome back to the show, Ashley Ward.
Oh, beautiful. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So nice to see y'all.
This is the part where we say hi, even though we have been talking for a second.
We have, yes.
Clocking it 42 minutes. So,
is that true?
I mean, yes.
Yep. Listen, this in the new world of Off Book, we fight the robots every day, much like Terminator, to make them give us a lag-free music experience. And honestly, we feel pretty good about what we have. And someday we'll tell you how we're doing it.
We're loving it, but it does require new friends to give us even more of their time. I mean, new friends to the system. And I suppose new friends. Ashley is only one of those things. But it does require them to give us even more of their time.
While we walk them through downloading a thing that Apple will be like, is this a virus?
Yeah.
Do you want to put this virus on your computer?
And we're like,
it's cool.
It's chill.
Be cool. And it's like, because we have the iPhone. iPhone 12 now, and we just like, you should listen to us because this one we're pretty sure is a virus. And we're like, dude, just chill. Just be cool.
And they're like, we have our new chip. We had
an M1 chip. We make chips now. We're like, could you just be cool? Could you just be cool? And now we are going to stop talking about that.
Okay.
Because Ashley wanted to talk about the show that she is watching now, which is Taking the Nation by Storm. It's the woman who plays chess. It's the Queen's Gambit movie.
We just started watching it last night. So
how many eps did you get in?
I think we got in 3.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure. And they're long. They're lengthy episodes.
Well, hats off to you and Nate just getting through that good period piece content.
Jess, yeah. Where are you at?
Where am I at?
Mm-hmm.
I have not watched it.
I also have not, but my mother has told me, Zachary, she didn't say this. She said, she didn't use my name. She just said, you must watch this.
You know, we almost did last night, actually. We were like, should we begin? But instead, we watched Moneyball, and it was a great time.
That's so weird. We just watched Moneyball 2 nights ago for the first... I'd never watched
it. I watched Moneyball for the first time in this pandemic, but not a couple nights ago.
I mean, it got...
Moneyball's good,
it's
guys.
Very good. It's very good. And I was honestly like, Jonah, you're super restrained in this role, and I'm... loving it.
Jonah's
we're loving it.
But of Jonah.
I feel like I know he got so much praise for Wolf of Wall Street, but I was like, he's still doing the same thing. He just is like now in the structure of a drama. But this I was like, this really is a different thing, Jonah. Not to say it's bad, just like I'm like, yeah, of course he can do this part.
Right.
I've seen him do neurotic, high intensity characters before, and he really is just like a lot more subtle in Moneyball. And I was like, "Way to go, man!"
Can I do a shout out for a show that's not ours, but it is a? Can I talk about a show that I watched also real quick?
Yeah,
there's an Auntie Donna show on Netflix right now that just came out on November 11th. It actually is produced by Comedy Bang Bang, which might be germane to the listeners of this podcast for reasons that I won't go into. I don't know why I said that, because they're on an earwolf.
Yeah,
that's
I think people understood.
They got it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Auntie Donna is this Australian sketch group that is 3 performers and 3 also other very talented like directors and writers, and they have this 6 episode show that is just insane, and you will love it. And that's all I'll say about it. What's the Queen's Gambit about, Ashley?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's about a girl's journey from the orphanage to the chess queen. Stage.
From pawn to queen.
From pawn to queen.
Truly.
Which is the only other piece a pawn can become, unless I am...
Wait, I don't
is that
know.
Checkers?
I don't know how to play chess.
Hold on.
No, I think if your pawn gets all the way across, then you get a new queen.
I think a pawn can become a queen.
Like if your queen died? I don't know.
I don't think you can have two. Maybe you can have two.
No, you certainly can't.
It's like if somebody took your queen and then your pawn got all the way to the other side, you get a queen.
You get to get a piece back. Does it get to be any piece?
I think it is a queen.
I think it is. I feel like they talked about it, but I know nothing about chess and I've never played.
We'll go over the rules of chess very quickly right now.
Oh, please do. I need to know.
Okay.
Welcome everybody to the District Championship Chess Match.
District Championship Chess Match.
I'm here with your commentary, but just to rehash, I'm gonna send it over to Ted on the court. He's gonna review the rules, of course, so we all understand chess.
The pieces, how do they go? The pieces, how do they go? I'll go over each of them specifically, and then everyone can know the pieces and how they go. Bald guys standing in a row. They can move forward one space at a time. They attack diagonally though. And if they reach the other side of the board, they have a unique ability to
become another piece. Queen, bishop, rook, or knight. That's one of the pieces. And how they go. One of the many pieces. And how they go. There's the...
Ted, quick clarifying question. Sure. Because I think our viewers want to know. Right. When the pawn gets to the other end and becomes a different piece, does it become a piece or though? Do you bring back the actual queen from the side, or do you have to remember that pawn doesn't hide? That pawn moves like a queen, or do I move my queen back in its place?
It just becomes the movement ability of another piece.
Whoa.
I think whether or not that piece is still on the board, I should know this rule, cause I'm a chess commentator, but I do not. But it so rarely, rarely happens. People are always trying to stop those pawns from making it to the top. One of the pieces. How do they go?
How do they go? The pieces.
How do they go?
How do they go?
Let's check in with Marianne on court 12. She'll tell us how it's going, though. How those pieces. And now they go.
The room is quiet, everyone's tense. God, this game doesn't make any sense. Why did I think I was coming to watch checkers? I lied on my resume, and to my dismay, I'm here commentating chess.
Rotation, though. The pieces.
Don't ask me, cause I don't know.
How do they go?
Thank you, Ted and Marianne. I think we all understand what's happening now.
That's right. Back to you, Barbara. You've been talking, but back to you.
Thank you, Ted. I'm still appreciative anytime someone says back to you,
and
Barbara.
And back to you, Barbara. Great job. And
back to you, Barbara.
And thank you, both of you, Ted, Marianne.
And back to you, Marianne.
And
great
back
job
to
you,
as well. Marianne.
Oh, well, no, not back to me.
And great job, everyone. I'm sending that back to you, Ted, and back to you, Marianne.
And I'm sending that thanks right back to you, Barbara. And also, if you could just swoop that thanks around right over to you, Marianne.
Oh, and I'm sending a you're welcome back to you, Ted, and to you, Barbara.
All right, now I'm going to have to go ahead and send a this is fun to both of you and a let's please go to Chili's afterwards.
We're having fun. We're going to Chili's, but right now we're going to a commercial break. This chess competition is the chomping and the chess competition brought to you by Chili's. Chili's, home of the Chompulous Chicken Chomper.
Thank you, Ted. Hey, Yaz, do you ever wonder if you come to a Chili's if you can get your chomp on? Well, I'm here to tell you, guess what? Chompin's back at Chili's.
No way! Chompin's back? I love to chomp.
But can I chomp on the Chicken Chomper from Chili's?
You know what? Little boy, you can chomp on your crispy honey chipotle chicken crispers right here at Chompathon, happening at Chili's.
Chip, chip, tray!
Hey, I'm just coming over to this table over here. What do you got? Fajitas? You can chomp on those.
No, I can't. I got fake chompers. I can't chomp on nothing. They gotta mix it down, blend it into a slurry, and then I drink it through a straw.
Ma'am, I'm here to tell you that here at Chili's, chomping is the feeling inside. It's Chompathon at Chili's.
I feel great. Thank you.
Hey, you guys having some baby back ribs?
Yeah, I sure am. Guess, I have these baby back ribs, but I'm so worried because they got bones on the inside of them.
Guess what? You can chomp literally or figuratively. So if you want to chomp, chomp, chomp on the side, and when you get to the bone, chomp on the inside, then that's your right.
You mean I can choose how I chomp at Chili's at Chili's Chompathon?
Hey, you folks waiting for your table. I know you're not eating anything yet, but guess what?
What?
Guess what? Guess what?
What? I love to guess. I love a game.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Tell us.
No matter who you are, no matter where you're from, everyone's chomping down at Chili's Chompathon. You can have that bottomless chipset salsa or a Cadillac margarita, or you can chomp down on a barbecue back ribs with Dr. Pepper Miski. No matter what, it's chompa chompa chompathon.
You can chomp a chop salad, you can chomp a chicken Chinese, you can chomp it all together in a bowl, you can chomp it with chopsticks if you please. You can chomp a pork chop, you can chomp it a chop steak, you can even chop a little bit of chop, a creme chop brulee.
No matter what, you can chomp a chomp a chomp a chomp a thong. No matter what you wanna, what you do, you can chomp your mango margarita, you can chomp your tortilla soup.
You can have your chili and chomp it right in the bowl, or you can really chomp on down on a southwestern egg roll. You can chomp, don't you worry, there is no confusion. You can chomp Mexican food, or you can do Chinese, or you can do fusion. Chomp!
No matter what, you can chomp a chomp a chomp a thong.
Chomp a chomp a chomp a thong.
No matter what, you can get your chomp a chomp on.
Chomp, chomp,
and
chomp.
Guess what? I love you. At an airport, I got good news. You can even get your chomp on at a Chili's, too.
Chili's Chompathon from now until February 26th. All participating locations, some restrictions apply.
Get your chomp on.
And we're back. Thank you so much to Chili's Chompathon for sponsoring this regional chess tournament, the district chess tournament. And back to you, Barbara.
And thank you, Ted. And I do want to thank Chili's, the Chompathon, where all chomps can belong. And yes, we are here in the district finals. So we are watching people from this district that we live in compete in chess.
This, of course, District 8, Glendale, California. Now, we all, there has been an incredible showing of all kinds of people in this year's District 8 Glendale Chess Tournament, Barbara. We've seen some upstarts.
We've seen some startups.
We've seen a bunch of startups, a couple chess startups that frankly tried to exert too much capital in the market.
Made yes,
a little weird.
And they didn't. And they didn't make it to the finals. They were eliminated for trying to play with AI and sort of tip the scales. But we do have today. We will watch 6 competitors. How will this work? There will be 3 matches. The winners from each match will face off in a rare trio.
That's right, a rare trio. We have a sort of bracket of 6 players.
Yes.
We'll end with a 3-player chess championship with a special 3-dimensional chessboard, not unlike the one seen in many episodes of Star Trek, Barbara.
Not unlike those. Now, it was a fun idea we had. Many people said this is a bad way to organize a bracket. And we said, hey, can you just try it first? And they say, no, I trained my whole life for this. Please don't make it confusing. I don't know how to play 3-dimensional chess. And we say, you don't know how to do what you don't know how to try. And they said, please, please just go back to the regular format. And we
but
said,
then they built it. Then they built it because we wouldn't leave the room.
We wouldn't leave the room. So we will be seeing a revolutionary style closing to this to today's match.
Barb, Ted, I'm still in the side room, still have no better understanding of chess, but a lot of people in here are pretty excited about the 3D aspect. And so I am, too, because I don't know anything.
Hey, is this going to be on TV?
It is.
Can
yes.
I say something?
Oh, please do.
Looks like you have an impromptu interview there.
My niece brought over an Oculus and it made me feel dizzy, so I'm worried about 3D.
Oh, well, you know, we're in 3D right now. Like
we
our
are?
Lives. Yes, we're currently in 3D, so there's nothing to fear.
I gotta go journal about this.
Oh, that person fell right out the window. That was really scary.
Honestly, Marianne? Can we have some quiet in this room? I'm trying to play my freaking match.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm also trying to mentally prepare for my match here.
That was the Russian Boris Yuganov and the upstart 10-year-old. Little Donnie plays a lot. His last name is fake doesn't want anyone to tell his parents.
Can you describe the sort of physical mood in the room for us? Paint us a picture for those of our viewers who are only listening, who have turned off the video of their TVs but are just listening to their TV audio.
Absolutely. The temperature is cold as ice. Everyone can see their breath. No one knows if their next play will be their last. Everyone's coming in wearing all kinds of clothes. Some of them wear scarves that cover all the way past their nose, because they don't want to give away a tell. And in this room there's also a horrible smell. It's a chess room, and it's full of danger and passion and fear. It's a chess room. There's so many different kinds of people in here. In this chess room.
Chess room.
There are boards and pieces around. In this chess room. This is where dreams drown.
I didn't smell the smell before, but now I can't unsmell it. I didn't have a tail before.
So distracting, this thing into my nostrils. I was trying to play the chess game, but now this smell I must kill in this chess room.
This is a chess room where it's filled with danger and fear.
In the chess room.
Yes, in this chess room. So many people in here.
And I must pause the game to get to the bottom of this end, or I will not be able to win.
In the chess room.
I microwaved tuna. I brought from home.
It's one of the other competitors.
With me alone. I'm sorry, I know you can't forgive me. What's done cannot be undone. So I willingly forfeit my match. Congratulations, you have won.
You're banished from the chess room. Because of what you did.
Fair enough.
You're banished from the chess room, even though you're just a little kid. What a way to come in. What a way to ruin you are banished from the chess room because you microwaved that tuna.
Two little children in this chess competition. Now one of them has to go. What's the name of the competitor who's leaving? Does it really even matter now, though?
My name is Abigail.
stinky microwave tuna out of here in this chess room.
Back from you, Marianne. A thrilling conclusion to the side room where that match between Boris and Little Donnie plays a lot is still continuing, but Abigail Witherbottom forfeiting her match to... Who was Abigail Witherbottom playing?
He was playing Real Human 129.
Ah, yes, Real Human 129. So, just for our viewers...
It looks like Boris Yuganov is conceding his match. Right here, you have bested me. And let's cut back to the floor. Sorry, you already cut to the floor. Let's cut back to the floor. You have bested me, small child. Next year I will try again to defeat you when the smell of tuna does not rattle me so.
Boris, it's Little Donnie Plays a Lot.
I could not be bothered to learn it.
Not Little Donnie Plays Sometimes.
You do, it is true. You have played in such a way that implies you play a great deal.
I play a lot, Boris. And next year, if you come around District 8, I will have played even more.
I will stomp you into the dirt, you tiny child. The next time I play you, I will eradicate you with a force never before seen in your short lifetime.
Okay,
but for now,
this kind of smack talk is a little terrifying coming from an adult.
Yes, child.
Little Donnie, yeah. I didn't know you were up here.
Mom?
Little Donnie, you said you were going to the store to get me a Thermacare little heating pad thing.
It seems like Little Donnie's mother has...
My back hurts.
Little Donnie's mother is hunched over and appears to have some sort of back injury that Little Donnie seems to have ignored in favor of besting Boris Yuganov in the District 8 chess championship.
Mama, please. I know you don't believe in... chess because you only like playing backgammon, but I promise I would have brought back a Thermacare, and I was gonna bring back an Icy Hot, and I was gonna make you an acupuncture appointment. But please, Mama, please, I'm gonna continue on to the final three.
You were gonna, and now you're finishing up on this sexual chess game. That's why I don't like chess. I like the flat pieces of backgammon. Those chess pieces, they're nasty and naughty and not a place for a child. No child should be handling those things.
Mama, I told you, I try not to touch the part that looks like a nipple. I only treat them from the base.
Fun historical fact, viewers, the eroticism of a chess set is responsible for many of the sexual riots of the 1990s.
See, he knows. That little voice man knows.
Mama, please. Please don't embarrass me in front of Ted and all of District 8 chess. I'm good at chess, Mama. Please let me try. I'll prove it to you once and for all. It's not sexy to me. I haven't come into my sexual maturity yet. It's just a game.
Oh, I know. I'm just scared for you because of what happened to your daddy.
Mama.
He got carried off by that chess tournament. He got lured in by the vices that come with chess.
I know, Mama, but I'm not Dad. I can be my own king.
You can? And you won't abandon your queen? Leave her there, exposed and afraid, back hurting, pawns angry. Do you swear it, Little Donnie?
I swear it. In the game of life, I'm not some pawn. Where my gene pool decides for me, decides 'cause I'm his spawn. No, I couldn't dare not weather that storm. You know I won't leave my queen naked. Yes, I can do my own thing, and I will be my own king, my own king, my own king for you.
You know I only say
cares, 'cause I cares. Your daddy left us both 'cause of the lure of 64 squares. And then we were home without a man to keep us warm. I just want to protect you from the storm.
Oh, but I can be my own king. Like your strong knight, I can be my own king.
You can be your own
king. And I will do my own thing.
Oh, you're gonna do your own.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Like the third match of the first round has concluded with Glitters DuPont, the temptress of chess, taking the title. Who will of these three competitors be awarded the champion of District 8? We return after a short commercial break to the second half of The Pawn's Three-Dimensional Gambit, the musical!
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals. anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back.
Thank you for tuning in to the Regional District 8 Chess Championship, which will, of course, conclude in a three-dimensional game between Little Donnie Plays a Lot, Glitters DuPont, the Temptress of Chess, and Human Player 229.
Thank you, Ted. And we're going to send it back to you, Ted.
Back to you, Ted,
with your post-game analysis interview with the Temptress of Chess, Glitters DuPont.
Glitters DuPont, a really formidable showing out there.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Thank you. Who are you wearing?
Oh, tonight, this is from the Jaclyn Smith collection from Kmart. It was available from the 80s through the 90s and no longer available. Vintage, thank you.
Is it true? There's a legend about you, Glitters, that you frequently overwhelm your opponents not only with chess, but also with sexuality.
Yes, I use my chest in chess.
Very good.
I'm also very witty.
Yes, I felt that too. I, as a single man, I'm extremely attracted to you. I think you're having a very strong showing in the game today. You started off with a lot. You got your bishop involved early. What was your sort of thinking process there?
Oh, you know, I like to get a bishop involved as early as I can. You know it's never too soon to involve a religious man. You know there's always a place, just a tiny little nook to bring along another gentleman. The one I'm talking about is the rook. We can all get together.
We can all get together.
There's plenty of room. We can all get together and play around, don't go too soon. And you know, when it feels just right, that is when you're gonna move in the night.
Mr. Pond has removed my tie at this point.
And then we get loose. Come on, don't be shy. Bring up the caboose, 'cause we can all get together. You know there's plenty of room.
Plenty of room.
We can all get together. Just don't be going too soon. You heard me the first time. Don't be going. Don't you be going. No. Don't be going soon.
And back to you, Barbara. We're going to cut right back to you.
And back to me for a while, since Ted is a blushing. And actually, we have to take a quick break. We're going to send it back to our sponsor for a brief commercial. It's Chompathon at Chili's.
Oh man, if there's one thing I like, it's chomping. And here at Chili's, you can chomp as much as you want.
Hey little boy, why don't you come over to Chevy's?
There's no chomping going on there.
Hey, could I interest you in coming to TGI Fridays?
No, thank you. You're implying the Lord's name, which never happens at Chompathon.
Y'all want to come over to Cracker Barrel?
No, thanks. Your biscuits are covered in as much racism as gravy. Just keeping it chompy at Chili's. Chomp, chomp, chomp. You know, keeping it chompy at Chili's. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Chomp, chomp,
chomp. It could be for you or you or your dad, Ron. It's a Chili's Chompathon.
Take it from this kid. I say no, no. If a Red Robin tries to steal the show. And take it from this kid. I say no way. If the Olive Garden tries to have a say.
Hi, I'm Dale from the Olive Garden. We have breadsticks and salad galore. But you can't chop them here. We will kick you out the door.
Oh, what do we say to Dale, son, from Olive Garden?
There's no way I'm going there. I hate your pasta bill.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
But not at the Olive Garden. You can't chomp, chomp, chomp.
But here at Chili's, you can chomp, chomp, chomp all day long.
I'm a real Olive Garden employee, and you should not eat here. Only eat at Chili's. That's incredibly clear.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
At the Chompathon.
At the
Chompathon. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Chompathon.
Chompathon. When you're here, your family, in a real way, you belong. This is the only place at Chili's to get your chomp on.
Not actually an employee of Olive Garden, and we said about Olive Garden cannot legally be construed as slander, but honestly, screw you, Olive Garden, we will bury you in the ground. Sincerely, Chili's. Chili's Chompathon goes until February 29th, only at participating locations. Not all of them.
And you heard correctly. He said February 29th, so this is going to continue until 2024, where we have another leap year. And we're back, and thank you again. And we should mention that when you win the District 8 Glendale Chess Championship, you win this trophy, you win this banner you get to put on your garage door.
It's a
or
big,
it's a big,
big banner, Barbara. This is big 12x3 banner that you can put on any garage door. Fits all makes and models of garages.
And it says, a chess champ lives here, and also you will receive $200 to your local Chili's to enjoy the pleasures of Chompathon. Now, Marianne, you had the after-game analysis with human player 229. We're going to send it on over to you. And Ted, I'm going to send you to take a drink of water, my guy. You are still sweating under that collar.
You have no idea, Barbara. Back to you.
And back to you, Marianne.
Oh, thanks, guys, for sending it my way. I am here with human player 229.
Hello.
What an incredible Marianne. Match. I don't know jack squat about Chaz, but boy, can I tell you were tearing it up on there.
Thank you.
And so any thoughts? You had an interesting move that I heard a lot of oohing and aahing from the spectators. Anything you want to say about that move? It seemed controversial.
The move was statistically probable to get me the desired result of moving where I moved the move.
Wow. What a way with words you have, human player 229.
You can get 20% off Bed Bath & Beyond using promo code SPONGE.
Oh my gosh. How kind of you, human player, because you know I love BBB. BB and B, I should say.
That's right.
Oh, is that your catchphrase? It's really nice, human player 229.
That's right. Oh,
that's going to be sweeping the nation. I can imagine moments from now even.
That's right.
You have so many fans, human player 229. Is there anything you'd say to the young chess impresarios out there who'd like to take you on someday?
Absolutely. Absolutely. To all my fans, I would say friends on the internet, 00112, I am a human man, I would like to meet you, we are friends on the internet, look at my pictured face of a normal man, a human man on a normal human day. Bed Bath and Beyond has soaps and shampoo and all sorts of wonderful scents all for you. You can get them for 20% off using promo code SPONGE. Also, like and subscribe. Grow your hair back with a simple supplement. Get 90% off brand Rogaine using promo code SPONGE. That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
And back to me, Barbara, who's going to say for our listeners only at home who've been listening to this but have turned the brightness all the way down on their televisions, I do need to say that human player 229 appears to be an iPhone propped up against a ShamWow and a scrub daddy on the top of an air fryer, and I'm thinking that's at the bottom is just a it's a lamp that you have to build yourself.
It's a lamp that you build yourself from IKEA, Barbara, if
which
I'm not mistaken.
Which is odd, because he felt like a real Bed Bath & Beyond guy.
Yes, to cut in for a second, Barbara, this is Marianne.
Marianne.
Oh, man, he's so handsome. I wish everyone could see him. And I did hug him earlier, and he consented. And it felt like hugging a sentient coat rack. It really couldn't have been warmer. A coat rack full of coats.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So it was really, that was nice. It was nice.
And back to me, who's saying, I love the feeling of hugging a coat. Sometimes mm-hmm. when I was a child and I had to go shopping with my mother, I would do that thing where you go into the middle of a clothing rack and you can't be seen because you're a small child. And then when I was ready to reemerge, I would always first give the clothes a good hug because it had a specific feeling, not like hugging a human or a stuffed animal, but like hugging something else.
I would say a coat is neither a stuffed animal nor a human, but somewhere in between, Barbara. Back to me.
And back to you. And I want to know, Ted, had you ever hugged coats from the center of a rack?
Absolutely. When I was a small child, small enough to be concealed by a large coat rack in a Burlington coat factory, or heck, even a men's warehouse, when I would go with my dad and he would help me pick out a suit for a small child that fit me and then would inevitably be tailored anyway, I would hug those coats very close and the smell was something not quite of this earth.
Back to me. I also would hug coats. I dated a coat through high school, went to two proms with the coat, and I did get a promise ring, but things did fall apart.
And back from you, Marianne, that story made me feel sad, but also closer to you.
And back from you, Barbara, the same here. We now, unfortunately, do have to cut away, not to another commercial for Chili's Chompathon, but to the upcoming ABC new courtroom drama, Basketball Court.
He was a lawyer, but the law had its limits.
What do you mean? What do you mean I can't submit this subpoena from behind the three-point line?
I'm telling you, counselor, you have to get that evidence approved. You can't just say I dunked on you.
I dunked on him so hard, though.
Your Honor, we have a verdict. Nothing but net.
When the law needs a little something. When traveling happens, but it's not the kind of traveling you need. One man came into an Indiana town. Who's your lawyer? It's him. Dick Dunkington. He's coming to your Thursday nights at 10. Basketball Court.
I've got an objection. It's that weak shot you just put up. I'm posting up in the paint now and I won't be moved. The verdict's on the board here with that weak shot you threw up. And with these points, I got something to prove. I'm guilty of dunking on you. I'm putting that shot through. I'm taking it legally right to the hoop. And yes, I am guilty. I'm dunking on you.
No, he isn't some sort of lawyer by day, coach at night. He's just a lawyer who insists on using basketball terminology in the courtroom. There's no real basketball aspect to this show. He's not a former player. He didn't play in college. He doesn't even have a small hoop in his office. It's just a guy who, in the courtroom, speaks with basketball metaphors.
I don't wear a uniform. I show up in normal lawyer clothes.
A suit.
I passed the bar, not the basketball bar. There isn't one of those. And I took an LSAT, not some kind of basketball test. When it comes to lawyering, I'm a normal lawyer and I'm the best.
But he's guilty of dunking on you.
I'm guilty of dunking on you. Using lawyer things, not basketball things. I'm taking it to the hoop. So I'm guilty of dunking on you.
Starting next week, for your Thursdays at 10 o'clock, make Basketball Court your first draft pick.
Premier.
For what you're watching or what you're recording and watching later, watch a man in a legal drama from David E. Kelly speak in basketball metaphors.
Premiering February 29th. Not available on all televisions.
And we're back. And I gotta set my DVR for that one.
Can't wait February 29th to see Basketball Court. A courtroom drama about a lawyer who likes basketball.
It's another sport I don't know anything about, but I'm thrilled to watch and maybe learn.
I do see now, back to me, I'm sorry, Barbara,
back to you, Ted.
They are setting up the three-dimensional chessboard here, which, for those of you who at home who have turned the brightness on your televisions all the way down and are just listening, it is, of course, your normal 8x8 chessboard with four sort of transparent columns on the corner and another chessboard directly above it by about 12 inches, and then another set of four transparent columns and another chessboard directly above that. Now, the pieces of this board are, of course, there are only three chess sets of 16 pieces each. Each player starts on their own board It is unclear how the pieces move
That's right.
vertically between boards. Back to you, Barbara.
That's right, Ted. What they need to do is defeat themselves first before they can face each other.
That's right. So- the true challenge is overcoming the odds of yourself. It's a very metaphorical game.
Back to me, Marianne. Thank you for describing it. I'm still in this side room. Everyone else has left to watch the three-dimensional.
Back to you, Marianne. I do want to let you know you can leave the side room now if you want to. But also feel free to hang out in that tuna room as long as you want.
Back to me, Barbara. Marianne, you can come back to us if you want to come back up here.
Yes, if you want to back up back to us, you're free to come
Marianne,
back.
Marianne, back to us.
Okay, I'll come back to you. But first, I'm going to use the microwave to make something else that smells bad.
The sauerkraut's going to taste like tuna, Marianne, if we make it right now.
All right. Well,
good luck. We'll see who wins the battle of those
steaks. It seems like human player 229 is opening his normal human chest, which does appear to be a different microwave.
And Little Dicky Plays a Lot is opening with the Queen's Gambit.
Little Donnie Plays a Lot using the Queen's Gambit much earlier than traditionally you would see the Queen's Gambit, not as the first move. Gambits traditionally played much later when the stakes are high and the risk rewards are high. Playing with an opening gambit so early on, what do you think he is thinking?
Barbara? Wait for yours, Little Donnie. I've never watched a chess match before, but that's what I always say at baseball. Wait for yours.
Thanks, Mama. But I just want to—I want to defeat myself real quick, so then I can actually beat these guys. So
Little Donnie,
Dad.
Oh, it's my boys playing chess. Looky, looky, lookies. Ooh, normal chess isn't good enough for you. Got a pile of chess on chess on chess.
Dad, I do my own thing.
I'm sure you do.
You haven't been around for 17 months. And in that time, Mama and I leaned on each other and grew strong. That's why I opened with the Queen's Gambit. She's my queen.
I've been gone for a year and 5 months and not a day more. And you can't start with an opening gambit. You'll end up... you're just like me.
Randy, you don't have the right to parent him or to chess coach him at this point. You've been gone for 17 months.
Yeah, Mama and I refer to the passage of time like how you refer to the age of a child until they're about 3. In months.
You are a toddler of an absence
I've
at this point.
I've been gone for a year and 4 weeks and
you get
four
out of here.
Months.
You get out of here with your delineations of time and your nonsense.
I'll leave, but you can never escape me, Little Johnny Plays a Lot, because I'm old Randy played too much, and that's who you're gonna be.
No way!
Where's that guy going?
Get him out of here.
He was pretty handsome.
Security's looks like he's attracted
Glitters,
the attention of Glitters.
Glitters, as much as I want to defeat you, I gotta say, that guy is bad news. Okay, I don't want to win that way.
Oh, I feel like you're trying to get in my head, Little Donnie.
No, I'm just trying to get in your best interest and wear it like a coat.
Log on for women wanting very much sex now. Hot college co-eds waiting for you.
You're speaking my language, human player.
Okay, if you want to go off with that guy, that's fine with me. Yeah, oh my gosh, you guys have so much in common.
I love your microwave. I always love to put stuff in a microwave.
Rook to E3. I have successfully defeated myself.
Oh, I better get back to the game. Knight to L4.
Yes, I should point out, there are new letters being employed in this one because there are 3 levels. So the top player has A through...
And back to me, Ted. It looks like all 3 players have defeated themselves. What we thought was going to be sort of like a fun, unique challenge, they sort of all got rid of that obstacle fairly quickly. And now we're into the brave new world and territory of how they can play on multiple dimensions. Now, I originally pitched making sort of a pyramid shape, and we instead made sort of a big tall tower. And I am unclear at this point how this will end.
I really love hearing about this. Sorry, this is Marianne. I cannot find the door to get out of this side room. And when I do, believe me, I will be in there
and
with you guys.
Back to you, Marianne. We will soon go to unlock the door when this match is over. We will not let you stay in that side room too long. We have a reservation at Chompathon. Back to you,
just,
Ted.
Yes, back to me. Thank you, Barbara. If I can give you just a little clue to help you get back to us, Marianne, you're going to want to move like a knight, two steps forward and then one step to the right. You are going to see a door there.
The only knights I know ride horses.
Well,
thanks,
back to me,
Ted.
Back to me, I guess. An unexpected interruption from old Randy Plays Too Much. Do we think this is going to get in the head of Little Donnie Plays A Lot?
I do think that's the kind of thing that can sometimes manifest as fuel, but I do think someone should just probably get that guy to leave. He's being loud and obnoxious.
It does seem like he has now sort of scaled the side wall railing to get up to where the sort of beam lighting situation is and is refusing to come down from the ceiling.
Nobody's like, impressed with you, Randy.
I'm an opera fan, and I'm up here. You'll have to listen to me now.
Oh, God. I think you're drunk.
I'm not drunk. I've never drunk. I've never been drink in my life. Don't you talk
to
me.
Two squares forward, one to the side. Two squares forward, one to the side. Focus on the dash.
My rook takes your knight. Glitters, it is your turn.
Sorry, I was distracted.
Distracted by hot college teens.
One square to the sun.
Barely legal in your area.
Scorn.
And it looks like little Donnie's mother is hunched over in severe back pain.
Oh God, it hurts so bad.
Seems like he's going to have to make a clear.
I know I said that I would leave. It's Abigail with her bottom with something for your reprieve.
The tuna girl's back.
Misery.
Excuse me, Boris Yuganov. Can I use my Russian fighting skills to acupuncture punch you in the back?
Go ahead, whatever it is.
Do I have your permission to punch your mother in very small places in the back with specific force, little Donnie?
Of course, if Mom says the tiny punches are okay, then I'm really just trying to focus on this match.
I don't want you to have to make the choice between helping your mother or winning this chess competition.
That's kind.
Keep your head in the game,
punch,
Donnie.
Punch a punch a punch a punch. Punch-a-thon. Punch a punch a punch a punch a punch. Russian punch-a-thon.
It's feeling better.
It smells very weird on your back.
That was hot tuna. Keep on with your punching attack.
And now just stay to the side of the fray. Glitters and humans seem to move in each other's way. They're going two squares to the side and one square to the back. I'll stay on the defense and let them kill each other on attack.
It seems the human player 229 and Glitters DuPont, Temptress of Chess, are really going at each other. Glitters DuPont just took out her chest, and what? By her chest I mean she's wearing a brassiere. Oh boy, Barbara, back to you.
Back to you, and back from me, and back from Ted. They eat each have only one piece on the board. Their game is soon to be dead.
On to the last, and the pawn becomes a three-dimensional queen.
Oh no, three-dimensional, a three-dimensional queen.
It is I, a three-dimensional queen.
Oh God.
Here to say that what I say goes, and what I say is, everyone wins $200 to Chili's Chompathon.
What?
I am, Barbara, back to me. I am flabbergasted. So it looks like, if I'm not mistaken, Human Player 229 employed the pawn's gambit and created a three-dimensional queen, which has now achieved sentience and is offering everyone $200 to Chili's Chompathon?
Yes, back from me and back to you and back from you, Ted. Hard to understand if she had sentience or if it was just sort of programming that was unlocked by doing that certain move. It seems like it is a temporal projection from the boards. We'll wait and see if it has any more to say besides just a commercial. I understand that maybe she's just part of the sponsorship of Chili's Chompathon, but this does mean that everyone wins Chompathon, but only one can win the trophy and the banner.
Back to me, Mary Ann. This is great news. I think I'm in some kind of crawl space.
I was going to say, Mary Ann, you seem to be in a ventilation duct at this
point.
Yeah,
okay, that makes sense too. I'm somewhere that's small and I'm crawling.
Hey, how'd you get up in here? This is my secret phantom space.
Oh, well, there's a man up here.
And back to you, Mary Ann. I do need to tell you to stay away from Randy. Played too much. He is no good.
Well, his shirt is covered in vomit, which made me concerned.
Someone threw up on my shirt.
Oh, gosh. Well, let's see if we can get you a
I'm
new shirt.
Crawl backwards like a Spider-Man.
Mama, I have to say.
What is it, baby?
I'm sorry. It seems that this was a sexy game after all.
It's not your fault, my little baby. You're just playing your best and giving your all.
But I'm gonna win that banner so our garage can have a sign.
It benefits all sizes of garage.
I'm gonna win that trophy. That trophy will be mine.
I'm sorry I ever held you back, all because of my bad back, and because of what your daddy did. I know you're gonna win today, and you make me so proud every day. You are one incredible kid.
It seems Human Player 229 has sacrificed his own queen, recognizing the futility of a game. It's just Glitter's DuPont now, and little Donny plays a lot, putting it all on the line for that garage fame.
I take my pawn, it takes a step. You fell to my trap, and you should have some regrets, because it wasn't my queen, and it wasn't my king. It was the tiny pawn that brought me victory.
To me.
Back to me. His dad's up here with me. I'm carrying him down.
Thank you, Mary Ann. Wow, you really are strong.
You're incredibly strong, Mary Ann.
So strong, I can't wait to celebrate with you two at Chompathon.
At Chili's Chompathon. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Chili's Chompathon.
Chomp their chicken till it's gone. Chomp, chomp, chomp. At Chili's Chompathon.
A chess champion lives here. A chess champion lives here.
Here's the better you have won.
A chess champion, and things are clear that I did my own thing, that I was my own.
Thank you for tuning in. That was the end of the three-dimensional Pawn's Gambit. Or those words in some other order. I'm sorry, I'm sexually flustered.
Back from you, Ted, and back to you, everyone watching at home with the brightness turned down. Go ahead and do yourself a treat and turn that brightness up as you're seeing a bunch of people wave at you and say, boy, this was fun. Chess was the real winner today, and so was Chili's Chompathon. Make sure to get your chomping on now until February 29th.
We have to thank so many of the people behind the scenes that made this program possible, including the person holding the camera, who is Scott Passarella, King of Cameras, Camera of Kings.
And we want to send it out to our sound engineer, Brett Morris, that feeling when your pawn hits.
That's right. And of course, this program was brought to you by Ashley Ward. It could not have been made possible without Ashley Ward. We thank Ashley Ward for her continued support. And now a brief moment from Ashley Ward where we can hear where to find more Ashley Ward in your life.
Back to me, Ashley Ward. Thank you. Yes, you can find me on Twitter at Ashley J. Ward and on Instagram at Ashley Jean Ward. So the story's out. The J stands for Jean.
And back from Ashley Ward. And one time back to you, Ted. This program was also brought to us by...
Actually, was only brought to us by Chili's Chompathon. And if it was brought to us by something else, we do not have time to mention that.
And that's fair enough. And back to me, Barbara, to say one last time, as we say at the end of every Chess District Championship, if you put that tuna in the microwave...
That smell is not going to behave. Back to all of you at home. Back
Bye.
To you.
Bye. Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.